Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show that puts country music front and center.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Songwriter Jackie Sharkey was born in Ireland but grew up in Scotland. She eventually returned to Ireland. At age 17, she started playing various venues, showcasing her diverse style of music, a mixture of rock, pop, country, and folk. She eventually went on to play the lead female role in many musical productions. Now, at last, Jackie has released her debut full-length album called A New Dawn, featuring some country favorites and some new songs that she's written. I'm pleased to welcome to the show Jackie Sharkey. Hello, Jackie.
How are you, Dave? Good to be talking to you.
Yeah, it's great to be talking to you as well. Welcome to the show, and maybe you can start off with telling us about where you're calling from now and the part of Scotland that you grew up in.
I'm from Donegal, and I'm in northwest Donegal, which is kind of in the northwest of the country, the Republic of Ireland, and my family, like many others from this area, went to Scotland, so we spent a lot of time there. But I'm back now, almost 20 years, I think. So I'm sitting here listening to the howling wind, you know, the familiar howling wind. But it's a lovely spot. It's on the coast, and it's great for writing music and listening to music. And there are a lot of musicians and singers from here, you know, Enya's from here and Clannad and lots of people like that. So I've kind of grown up with music, so in the right place, you know.
Definitely. It sounds very beautiful. Jackie, when did you start knowing that music was something you wanted to do, that you wanted to get up and sing and write songs? How early on was that?
Oh, God, I think I must have been about 8 or 9, I think. And I remember singing songs into a stereo system that my parents had bought me for Christmas, and started learning to play the guitar and the piano. And I started performing in, you know, clubs and pubs and things when I was about 16, 17, I think, with two acoustic guitars, my friend and I, and went on from there, you know. But I've done different types of music over the years, and finally settled on this kind of type of music for the album, you know. So it's going well. I'm delighted I did it. So eventually.
Yeah. Because it's quite a diverse style of music that you started out in anyway, with, as I mentioned earlier, rock, pop, country, and folk. So you must have had a lot of different influences. Who are some of the artists growing up that you listened to and enjoyed their music?
Well, it's funny because when I was young, my parents had a lot of country music in their record collection. You know everyone from Marty Robbins and Charlie Pride and Tammy Wynette and all these people. And I was a rocker, you know. I liked the rock and pop stuff and went to see Whitesnake and people like that. But at the same time, right, when I came home, I would listen to all these country singers, and I started learning songs like Crystal Gayle and Anne Murray and, you know, these lovely songs on the acoustic guitar when I was maybe about 12 or 13. So I've always had a wide range of music, and I love to perform different types of music. It keeps it interesting as well. So, but as I say, musical theatre was really good fun, and I got to do some things from the musicals and jazz and all that kind of stuff. But people told me I was best singing country or country-ish music, so I give it a go. It's turning out
that's
okay.
Great. Yeah, we're glad you did, because as our listeners will find out, if they haven't heard your voice already, they're going to enjoy the songs, a couple of them coming up, both that you had a hand in writing. But with the musical theater, now that's quite interesting. How did you transition from playing in the different venues to actually acting on stage, and how did that go at first? Was it an easy transition for you?
It was. I always wanted to do it from when I was a wee girl, but my mum said to me, "You're doing enough," you know. And then kind of when I got into my 20s, I thought, I have to do this, you know, and I auditioned for the role of Adelaide in Guys and Dolls initially, and I got it, and I thought I was going to be really nervous because it's a whole different you know, being on a stage in the theatre is so different, and you can't see anyone, and you can't go wrong. And but I just, no, I wasn't nervous at all, and I really took to it and went on to play different parts. I did Florence and Chess and Nancy and Oliver and all sorts of things like that, and wee spots on jazz concerts and things. So, and then we went and played rock and pop in the band at the weekend, so it was good. It was good fun. I'll always enjoy that, you know, remember that time with great memories, you know.
Is there a role yet that you...
Sorry?
Is there a role yet, Jackie, that you haven't done on stage that you still would like to do and think about doing?
Well, there is. There's a gorgeous production by Willie Russell that's from Liverpool, and it's called Blood Brothers. I don't know if you've ever had it out there. And I would love to play Mrs. Johnson and Blood Brothers, but I don't know if I will. I think I have enough on my plate at the minute, so you never know.
Yeah, exactly. But now, what's the feeling compared to, say, a concert where you're being yourself, you're being Jackie and singing songs, versus an actress on stage and you're playing a role? Is it the same kind of satisfaction creatively?
Yes, I love the theatre, and I get such a buzz from that. But I think there's something about singing songs on a stage when you're, especially when you're writing them, where you can really express yourself, and it's very different when people come to see you and they're there just to see you as opposed to one person in a play or, you know, a musical. So it was quite different for me when I went from the band to even doing my first solo concert, you know, that, oh God, these people are here to see me, you know, and just me. So, but it was fine. And I love doing that because I love putting real feeling into every song, whether it's a song that I love or a song that I've written. I only started writing again recently after a long time. So I'm going to be churning them out now, one after the other, I hope.
Yeah, good for you. Now, you've written a bunch of the songs on here. It's a combination of songs we'll know, and then there's the ones that you wrote. When did you write your first song, Jackie? And can you remember it? And was it as good as what you're writing now, or have you gotten better as you've done more of them?
Well, the first song I ever wrote, when I was 14 years old, and I wrote it about the place where we're from, the Rosses in Donegal, and it's called A Taste of Paradise. And I'm still made to sing it at family get-togethers and if I'm in the local pub, Boners, and in Mulladough, but it wouldn't be one of my best works now, in my opinion. But I was only 14, so, you know,
oh, exactly.
I'll excuse myself. But that was the first time, and kind of went on from there. But I did stop for a number of years. When you're playing so much and doing so much, it's hard to sit down and write songs, and you don't get much spare time, so... I started again there a couple of years ago after a trip to Nashville. So,
oh, great. Well, let's talk about the trip to Nashville and some of the writing you did there. But first, let's share one of the songs now. And this one is a lovely song called Midnight Symphony. Tell us a bit about the inspiration, Jackie, and then we'll play it and come back and get back to a bit about songwriting in Nashville.
Oh, lovely. Midnight Symphony is a song that it was a night like tonight, you know, the wind howling outside, and it was late, and the funny thing is the first two lines just came out as I was walking down the stairs in my house late at night, and I can't remember if I went back upstairs and finished the first verse and chorus at that point, but I certainly did shortly after that. And it's kind of about finding your Heathcliff someday, the person you've dreamt about, you know. And I'm very proud of it, and I've got my friend Ian Smith in on it as well to finish it off. He's a much better musician than I am, and he contributed wonderfully to it. So we recorded it very shortly thereafter, and it's one of my favourite songs on the album because it's one of the first songs I started writing again, you know. So, and it's been received so well. I'm delighted. I'm so pleased. So it's nice to hear it out there.
Yeah, I think our listeners are going to love it. It's one that I picked from the album to play because it really touched me. Great song. Let's share it now and come back and talk about it a lot more. This is Midnight Symphony from Jackie Sharkey on In the Country.
The darkness is falling. The wind is singing.
And that is Jackie Sharkey with her song, Midnight Symphony. She's joining me on the line from Ireland. That song can be found on her debut full-length album called A New Dawn, which is available on iTunes. You can also learn more about her at jackiesharkey.com. And it's quite appropriate. It's 7 p.m. in Ontario here, but I understand it's Midnight Symphony, where you are in Ireland, Jackie.
Yeah. I write many songs at this time of night, David. And I burn the midnight oil, as we say. So there might be a few songs out of me with midnight in the title. You won't be surprised.
Oh, that's great. Now, let's talk about Nashville and songwriting. What was your experience like there? Did you end up with some good songs from your journey?
Well, I didn't actually, because when I went to Nashville, I went kind of when I was starting to think about getting back into writing again, and I was writing bits and pieces of things, and I went out with Ian Smith, who I write some things with, and a lyricist called Enda Cullen from Dublin, and we went out and we played. I think Enda had interviewed an American country star for IMRO, our performing rights organization, so we were invited to do some spots there. It was really nice. And
And
I watched the way everything worked, and we were so lucky to be invited to the house of Marcus Humman. I don't know if you know Marcus Humman. He writes a lot of music for the Dixie Chicks and the...
The name definitely rings a bell.
Judd, and a lovely man and his lovely wife, and we went there and did all these lovely things there, and I came back writing songs on the plane after that experience. It's such a wonderful place, especially if you know people there. I have a lovely friend, Michael Kelsch, who's also a recording artist there, and he brought us round and introduced us to all these lovely people. And that's where I first heard Tom Kimmel in the Bluebird Cafe. The famous Bluebird Cafe is just like it is in the movies. And I heard him singing in a round in the Bluebird Cafe, and I heard him singing If I Fell From Grace With You, which is also on the album. It's a gorgeous song. He's a very... Oh, he's a lovely songwriter. And these people just would blow you away. They're so talented, and I just had to get back and start trying to write songs that were even half as good as theirs were. So I'm getting there. appreciation.
Yeah, there's
there.
Some lovely songs on the CD, and let's first talk about some of the cover songs that you chose, because you picked some great ones. There are a few Mary Chapin Carpenter songs that we would know as sung by her, Shut Up and Kiss Me, that fun up-tempo one, When Haley Came to Jackson, another great one of hers, and This Shirt. And you've also got an Ann Murray song on there, her classic song, You Needed Me. Can you talk about choosing the songs in general for the CD?
Yeah, well, it wasn't easy. I was thinking for ages and trying to put a couple of my own songs on as well and deciding which ones to put on. And then Mary Chapin Carpenter, her music was introduced to me when I was playing in the band, actually. The bass player gave me a CD and said, you know, I think you would really like this lady, and she's just fantastic. I couldn't believe it, and I bought all her albums. And we used to play some of her songs, actually, the few country songs that we did in our gig, and not the songs that are on the album, but different ones. And she's just
great.
An amazing songwriter, an amazing singer. So that was how I definitely wanted to do This Shirt. It was a song, I just think it's so well written, and as you say, Shut Up and Kiss Me is such fun, and I just enjoyed doing them. And I'd never sung them before I recorded them at all until I went into the studio. So it was fun. And then Ann Murray, oh, what can I say about Ann Murray? She's just wonderful. And to record You Needed Me was a bit of a difficult decision, because I really loved that song, and I've loved it since I was really young, and so did my brother. And he said, you have to record that song. But it's so hard to follow somebody like Ann Murray singing that song, you know. You just think, am I going to do it justice, you know? So, but I decided to be brave, and I did it. So I think it's okay, but let's face it, Ann Murray's Ann Murray. She's just wonderful. Actually, one of my Canadian cousins ran into her the other day in Florida, and I think she's heard the album. It's just quite incredible, because he sent me an email. We have cousins in Ontario there, the McPhersons. They're lovely people. We met them recently here in Donegal, and they went back, and one of them went to his winter place, Michael, in Florida, and tapped it into somebody, and she had to listen to the album. So what are the chances of that happening?
Yeah, what a small world. That's incredible, and you do such a beautiful job on it. When our listeners hear it, when they go to iTunes or your website, I mean, they'll hear it for themselves. You really captured the feel of that song.
Thank you. As I say, I actually started to cry when I heard it, because I thought, oh God, you know, I was so pleased to have recorded it, because I love that song. But you know, as I say, I'm very own. I'll just fling it in there anyway. So, you know, I love it, and it seems to have gone down really well here, because Ann Murray's music is so popular here, and I'm actually doing a tribute to her shortly in the National Concert Hall in Dublin, presentation of Ann Murray, and let people hear her music again. So that'll be fun.
That's great. Now, another song that you recorded on there is one I'm very familiar with, and many of our listeners will be, a song called She Can't Save Him. I remember Lisa Brokop, that was the first version I heard of it, a Canadian singer now in Nashville. And then Reba McEntire did a duet version of it on one of her albums. How did you first hear the song, Jackie, and what about it touched you? It's such a lovely song.
Well, you know, I came across it by accident just about 2 weeks before the album was recorded. I don't know what I was looking for, and I think I found it on Lisa Brokop's version on YouTube. The internet's a wonderful thing. And I then subsequently came across Reba's version of it, and I think it's a lovely song. I really loved it from the first time I heard it, so I actually dropped another song and put that one on it. So,
Oh, wow.
I really didn't know it at all until a couple of weeks beforehand. And Lisa Brokop, I didn't know she was from Canada.
Yep, she's from BC here in Canada, and then she had success here, and then moved to the States and had some success there, and she's there today still singing and performing and writing.
Well, see, you've got all these talented people coming from your country.
We've also got a singer, I'm not sure if you've heard of him or not, but he's from Scotland originally, and he moved to Canada, I think he was in his teens perhaps, but Johnny Reid, and he's a big country singer here now, but
yeah.
Speaks with, you know, a Scottish accent.
Does he? You never lose a Scottish accent, you know. You've been away for a long time. It's a great country. We had some great fun in Scotland. I don't think I've heard. I must look him up.
You'll definitely have to do that. I know you'll like his music. He's got a great voice, and as I say, he's very popular over here now, over the last 5 or 6 years. Let's turn to another one of your songs, Jackie, so we can come back and talk about it a bit more. The next song, now this is a new song called If I Had You, which my understanding is it's not available on the original album, but you're going to be adding it to it?
I am going to be adding it to it. It's actually available in orders from my website. If the album's ordered, it's automatically put in with it, and it will be added as a bonus track shortly. It was just something that came very quickly after the album was recorded, and I didn't want to delay it, so I decided to put it on as a bonus track, so it will be very shortly. But again, it was only recently written, and I always say it's about George Clooney, but it's not really. It's probably the only song I've ever written that didn't come out of something that I was feeling, and I just thought, what will I write about? And it's kind of loving somebody from afar, I suppose. And it's going down really well here, and I've just done a video for it, just a simple video at home, it's getting some play here. So again, it's great when you get your own songs out, because it's quite something to listen to your own songs on the radio, especially when you haven't heard or you haven't written for a while, you know, because, you know, you're starting again, really, you know. But I'm pleased with it. So
what's that feeling like when you hear your own song on the radio?
It's incredible. It's the first time. I always remember the first time I heard one of the songs in the album, Be My Valentine, and I wasn't expecting it. I just heard it coming on the radio, and I thought, oh, God. It's strange, because, you know, I've heard myself on the radio before, but not singing my own songs, and that was the first time, and it's cool. There's nothing nicer than that, I think, or performing your own songs on stage.
Yeah, this is a beautiful song, and we're going to share it now. This is Jackie Sharkey, and If I Had You here out in the country.
I know that you just can't see me, just not the way it's meant to be, but maybe I could make you try to give your heart to someone like me. It's run round my head a thousand times what I'd do or say if you were mine, if I could only make you feel the way I feel. I would sing my song by the light of dawn. Just for you, I would climb the highest mountain, I would fly right to the moon, I'd be flying high through the starlit skies with a smile I'd never lose. I would sail around. If I had you, I know that I can't write the lines to make the story go the way I like.
A beautiful song written and sung by my guest on the line from Ireland. That is Jackie Sharkey, and If I Had You. Such a lovely song, and you just sound terrific on it.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm just delighted at the reaction it's getting. It's just wonderful when it's your own song, as I said. Thanks very much. It's nice to hear it out there. I hope everyone who's listening likes it.
Yeah, I think you're going to win over some new Canadian listeners and listeners who are tuned in from around the world. What's the country music scene like in Ireland, Jackie? Is there a certain style of country music that is big over there, or are some of our artists from Canada and the States doing well over there?
Yeah, it's kind of strange here because country music is very big in Ireland, but Irish country music is very popular, and Irish country music is quite different. There's a big scene here for that, and I don't really do that. So I do some spots and some things like that, but I would have a different style of country music. But I think certainly the Canadian and American country music artists are hugely popular here, and people are always looking out for different artists who are coming and to go and see them. And I think country music is probably the biggest music here, the biggest following, you know.
Great.
I hope to see more people over. Maybe Joe will come.
Yeah.
We'll look after the Scots.
That would be great. What of these artists that you sort of referred to, of course, we know there's Keith Urban and Brad Paisley and Alan Jackson. The list goes on and on of great country singers. Is there anybody out there you'd like to sing a duet with? Sing a duet with. Is there any artist, Jackie, that comes to mind that you would like to do a duet with one day on one of your records?
Oh, to do a duet with? Oh, yeah, God.
Yeah,
Brad Paisley's cool. He came here recently, actually. I have a list of people I'd love to do duets with. I'll be here forever. It's on my bucket list. You know, everyone from Sting to Bruce Springsteen to Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
No, there are just so many of them. I'll just, you know, if they call me, I'm available.
Yeah, it's always great to hear duets, regardless of who, you know, the singers are. It's just great, you know, when you hear Kenny and Dolly or Conway and Loretta from back in the day. It's great to hear a man and a woman sing a song together, simple as that.
Yeah, it's something I haven't done at all, actually, and I would like to do it because, you know, there's something about it. There's such a lovely, especially seeing people that you know that are so big in their own right and they're getting together and sharing that talent and others. And then you have people from different genres duetting as well, which is happening more and more, and it's just wonderful. You know, there was an album here, a couple of albums actually recently with rock people singing with country people and traditional Irish musicians, you know, the Chieftains playing with, you know, I don't know if it was Beth Nielsen Chapman or somebody, that, you know, she's a wonderful singer as well. I'm sure you know her. I have one of her songs on the album as well, Sand and Water. And I met her last year, actually, here in Ireland. She came over, and she's just very popular here as well. Not as well known as she should be, but I'm sure she's back again.
Yep, Beth Nielsen Chapman, and many of our listeners should know her name, and if not, look her up online, because she's been writing songs for such a long time, and her own voice is lovely too.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful songs, and I have lots of her albums as well, and it was just so nice to meet her, and she has her son playing with her now and everything. So, well, there are so many of them, and I'd love to come to Canada, especially when I have my cousins there, and my sister-in-law actually is from London. My brother's wife. So
great.
The Johnsons are all out in London, and I'd love to come. I always say I'm coming every summer and bringing my guitar with me, so maybe it'll happen this summer.
That would be great. We'd love to have you here and check out a show.
Oh, it would be nice. It would be nice. But, you know, hopefully someday soon. There'll be nice things happening in this coming year, so hopefully I'll get to travel and see some of Canada eventually. I think all my family have been apart from me.
That would be nice, and we'll keep our eyes posted at JackieSharkey.com. Our listeners can as well to see if those dates come up or wherever you're performing. As we get set to wrap up here, Jackie, I wanted to ask you about your live shows. When you're performing, do you like to talk a lot to the audience and share stories about the songs or about your life? How do you come across as a performer?
Well, I do like to talk about songs, and I've been to a few concerts where the artist hasn't said a word, and, you know, sometimes they don't have to, but, you know, I like to have a wee chat, and I'm quite shy that way on stage, not in singing, but just, you know, in chatting, but I get over it, and it's nice to have a chat with the audience and make them relax and everything. And I like to mix up the music as well, because I did a concert there recently, and I did some Irish songs, a song for Ireland, some of the traditional more folk Irish folk songs, and I did Georgia on My Mind, that lovely Ray Charles song, threw in some bluesy things, and it's just nice to mix it up as well, so people don't know what to expect, and it keeps it interesting for all of us on stage as well. So I hope people enjoy the shows, and hopefully I'll be doing a lot more of them now in 2012.
Well, that sounds great. And with the new album, of course, A New Dawn, you've got plenty of material to play. We shared a couple of the songs here that you had a hand in writing. And, of course, there's some great cover songs on there, including Anne Murray's You Needed Me and some Mary Chapin Carpenter songs, plus a great version of When I Dream. Now, Crystal Gayle, I believe, did that. Also, Nana Muscuri. What version did you hear that turned you on to that song?
Well, it was Crystal Gayle when I was very young, and I learned to play it in acoustic guitar. And I forgot all about it for a long time, and I hadn't heard it, and I was actually in Thailand doing a wee spot singing one night with my guitar at a party, and it just came into my head. I hadn't thought about it in years, and I remembered every word, and I sang it that night, and then I kept thinking about it, and I thought I might give recording that song a go. And so last October I did, and it's just been fantastic. I was a wee bit worried about that one as well, because it's very well known, and, you know, when people like Crystal Gayle have had such a big hit with it, but it's gone down really well here, and I'm really pleased with it. It's just a lovely song, an absolutely lovely song.
When I Dream, great song.
All these songwriters, you know, we wouldn't have these songs, and I just it's lovely. It's a song that's very special to me. I just always loved it when I was a wee girl, and it's nice to have a recording of it.
Yeah, it's terrific. Jackie, thanks so much for spending this time with us, and I want to send a thank you to Andy Cole, who brought you to my attention, and that's when I was able to invite you on the show and discover all this great music. So thanks to Andy, and a big thanks, Jackie, for being here and sharing your music.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and a hi to Andy as well, if he's listening. He's great, great music lover. So thank you so much for having me. It's been lovely chatting, and say hi to everyone out there for me. I'll say hello.
We'll do that, Jackie, and hope to see you up here in Canada at some point, putting on shows and visiting the relatives as well. My guest today has been country artist Jackie Sharkey, joining us on the line from Ireland. You can visit her at JackieSharkey.com, and her new album out featuring these great songs. We've heard a few of them, and there's plenty more on the album. It's called A New Dawn, which you can also head over to iTunes to check out. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.